While many communities across America talk about the issue of homelessness in our homeland, in our community, for 13 years, they've been stepping up to do something about it. Maybe not the total answer to the problem, but to say here's what is available to help. Leslie Rohr is with Love, Inc., who coordinated and has for many, many years the Homeless Connection. But we're over here at the Sports Center on a very cold day with a very warm atmosphere. And how many volunteers and service agencies are represented here today, Leslie?
So we have over 35 vendors present, and I really am not sure about the number of volunteers that we have, but I'm going to say it's well over 75.
Now, the other thing that you've been able to do over the last decade or so is document the people who are coming through this, learning about the agencies, getting help that's available, but that also helps you get a handle on the need that is here in the local community. How has that been progressing?
Well, we absolutely learn something new every year. And while this year our attendance may be down a little bit, but we're still earlier in the day. We will get some more.
And it's 14 below. And that maybe it's a good thing.
Exactly. And what we have learned is that they're new faces. They're not the people that we have seen in the past. And so that tells us two things. That tells us, number one, that people we saw last year are doing better this year, and that now there's another bunch of people who are out there struggling that we need to connect with all of these resources that are available here today.
Well, I guess the causes of homelessness never really go away. However, the help seems to be elevating people, and assuming that it is successful and the work that you're doing is very profitable in addressing this problem.
Yes, and I would like to attribute a great deal of that to this Homeless Connect event every year, because there's more community awareness. Each year we have new vendors, different vendors coming to be a part of this, realizing that they have a service that could help this vulnerable population. And I think just the connectivity that people experience here leave here feeling respected and like their lives matter.
And I think full. We're both smelling the delicious lunch that's being served here. So no one's going away hungry today or cold. The hallway is filled with warm clothes. You're giving packets to everybody with the essential needs. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Everybody gets a backpack with the essentials in it. There's been food flowing all day long. There's opportunity for people to sign up for their food stamps here, for Medicare and Medicaid. So we're able to meet a lot of needs here today.
And a lot of information that people may not even be available. No, I mean, from educational facilities, Love, Inc. as well. But you have study halls here. You have people, glasses, things that people work all year long to be able to help other people.
Right, exactly. And one of the new things this year is the... Yeah, I have to get this right. It's the family resource.
Family tree?
The family tree. So they are here today to help people connect with their past.
And understand who you are and where you came from.
Absolutely. And it's a really important thing. And we're really happy to have them here today.
And most of the people that immigrated to this country was out of need and a bad situation where they came from to lift themselves up here. So it's kind of the American dream all put into one place, isn't it, Leslie?
It absolutely is. And we want to make sure that everyone who comes through here leaves here with something that's going to help them make it through the next year.
You like your job, Leslie?
I love my job.
I can see the twinkle in your eye, and we are grateful to have people like you in our community coordinating these type events. Leslie Rohr is with Love, Inc. on the Kenai Peninsula. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that Get Connected sound of KSRM.